offering is the truth. Nothing more.
Good evening, everyone. Just wanted to do a really quick video on satellites. I have a lot of friends, a lot of people who believe that these actual satellites are floating around in space, floating around the Earth, orbiting the Earth. And of course, we all know what goes up must come down. But what most people don't know is there really truly are satellites, but they're carried by balloons. And if you do see a satellite in the sky, it's because it's being carried by a balloon. It's not a satellite that's just orbiting in around the Earth by its own free will or remote control. That's a bunch of bull crap. Now, NASA even admits that themselves. Now, check this out.
What about satellites? Did you know that NASA has hundreds of these satellite balloons up in the air right now? I never knew these NASA satellites existed before Flat Earth. Have you seen them? Google and many other companies have fleets of these balloons as well. Look up Project Loon. The fact NASA and its subsidiaries hardly discuss these so-called satellites was a huge proof for me, because it evinces a deliberate effort to conceal the fact that space satellites don't exist. The whitewash of these balloon satellites is evidence that they are lying about space satellites. These high-altitude balloons can carry 8,000 pounds and include telescopes, radar equipment, communications equipment, internet, etc. Here's one that almost killed some people.
Some of NASA's latest space dreams came crashing down in central Australia today. A giant helium balloon packed with expensive scientific instruments lost its moorings in high winds. As Anna Henderson reports, it cut a swathe through an airfield and sent onlookers running for their lives.
As the giant helium balloon was launched into the air, its precious cargo became a high-speed projectile. Unexpected strong winds pushed the two-ton platform of scientific instruments off course and onto a path of destruction. Justin Trotter's car was tipped over. He can be seen here running for his life.
They started losing control of the payload. We started to move the cars and just barely made it out without getting smashed.
The couple sitting inside their vehicle right next to his car can barely believe they survived.
There was just lots of noise and we really thought we were gone.
It was just an instance of chaos outside. We were expecting to be wiped out.
While Justin Trotter was inspecting the damage, NASA scientists were picking up the pieces of years of work. It's not clear whether anything can be salvaged.
Everybody is feeling very down about it. A quick look showed that there were bits that were in pretty good shape. But to be able to expect that to be put together within a month for another launch seems unlikely.
The Gladwrap thin, giant balloon came down in a nearby field and will be thrown away. The balloons are launched into the stratosphere carrying cutting-edge telescopes that help give astronomers and scientists a much clearer view of space. Organisers say they are relieved no one was hurt.
We're very particular at the balloon launching station not to see this as a circus and invite people to come and watch the launches, simply because of the risk factor.
One balloon was successfully launched earlier this month, and NASA is adamant it will have another ready for takeoff shortly. But after today's events, spectators will be told to stay away. Anna Henderson, ABC News.
Of sci-fi hitting home for a Michigan couple when a satellite crash-landed in their backyard, and their reaction? Priceless.
Never know what's going to happen. This baby fell out of the sky and landed in our yard.
Nancy and Dan Welke, cool as cucumbers, discovering a satellite that had crash-landed on their property, still blinking.
All you got to do is do a little bit of research. These satellites come crashing down all the time in different countries. Here's another one in Brazil. Check it out.
You're the Faz uma foto, vamos dar uma foto aqui.
É grande essa porra, viu? Eu estou vendo que é o tamanho do...
Alguém tem uma faca aí na cinta?
Vamos ver se nós tiramos direito aqui. Até falar esse bicho
pra
lá.
Vamos porque ele tá lá?
Quero só a corda.
Now, I know some of you glovers are going to say, oh, but I can see them blinking up in the sky. I can see them blinking up in the sky at night. Yeah, you can see it blinking up in the sky at night. You just can't see the balloon it's tied to because the sky is dark. But check this out right here. When you catch one passing in front of the moon and you zoom in on it with a P900, you can see the balloon that's carrying it because the moon spotlights its silhouette perfect. Now, once it passes the light of the moon, like I said, you cannot see the balloon anymore due to the darkness of the sky. Now, if you'll go and Google how many satellites are orbiting the Earth, it's going to tell you about 5,500 active satellites are in orbit in 2022. And here are the images that they give you of all these satellites that are supposedly orbiting the Earth. But yet, when we watch your bullcrap NASA spacewalks, we never see not one single satellite orbiting the so-called globe Earth from these spacewalks. Check it out yourself. Look. Now, where's all those 5,000-something satellites that are supposed to be up here orbiting? I don't see not a single one. And we have the same thing on the high-altitude balloon launches. Take a look here. Where's all these 5,000-something satellites that are supposedly orbiting the Earth? They're not there because there is none. The only satellites are on balloons. You're being lied to, people. It's time to wake up. Everyone, thanks for watching. Have a good night and God bless.
All I'm offering is the truth. Nothing more.